attention, please. The next Metra train approaching your station will be a Metra Express train and will not stop.
Welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott. We have some weather coming in. We have a metal roof here in the studio, which is the best type of roof for a studio. There's a live look at the radar. Welcome to Voices Carry Live. My name is Randy Scott, and you are taking part in your community in a different way other than social media. Just by watching this program, you can get involved by sending us an email to voicescarry@proton.me, and we will shout anything from announcements to birthday announcements to wedding announcements. I should say announcements one more time. Anything. A business announcement. A pet photo. Dog, cat, gerbil, ferret. We'll shout it from the rooftops. This is a platform that is streams live every weekday. There's really no set time because I have a family and other obligations, but this is a self-funded project to elevate the conversation from Facebook and social media to improve the fabric of our community. Just so you know, you don't go on social media and then, you know, you look at a few comments and then you get pissed. So I can kind of moderate. There's no censorship, but I can moderate for having a positive spin on everything. This is to raise all the ships. We have a lot of. I wanted to first start with our exciting Christmas Eve special. It's almost Thanksgiving, but I'm just getting some of the, they say, assets ready to for our Christmas Eve streaming event that'll be coming up. As Christmas gets closer, you'll be hearing more about it and seeing more things about it, but we're going to be tracking Santa by NORAD. We have a special licensing agreement with NORAD to get a live feed of Santa's whereabouts and track him and his reindeer. Right now, Santa's still working on the on presents up at the North Pole. We just watched Elf as a family last night, and that was fun to watch again. Did you see that? I'll bring in a picture of it tomorrow. But Home Depot has this Elf rendering. It's kind of like a life-size, maybe 7 foot tall, of Will Ferrell. And I guess they must have not gotten the licensing for his exact face, because it's actually scary. It should have been a Halloween decoration. But I'll bring in a photo of that tomorrow. And then they have all the usual suspects of holiday, Elf, Home Alone, just Home Alone 1, maybe 2. It's kind of like Back to the Future, just 1, sometimes 2. It's kind of like a vowel, A-E-I-O-U, sometimes Y, sometimes Back to the Future 2, if you're feeling squirrely. But I have some current events hot off the press, and then some local business stuff, local business spotlights. I know we had two restaurants open in Cary recently, and I know how difficult it is to open a restaurant in winter. So I wanted to try to blow some wind in their sails, and I'll be mentioning them at the end of the current events, and then we'll take a live look. Well, not live, just what I have. I'll have the map. Let's see if it pulls up. Yeah, we'll take a look we'll scroll around and I'll show you where they're located so you can go support them and see what they're all about. So let's dive into it. The McHenry County Conservation District says check out these upcoming programs. Winter cake decorating, ages 10 plus. The Prairie View Education Center, Crystal Lake, for cake decorating. And then December 12th, forest bathing. I'm going to let your imaginations run wild on that one and have it be as a teaser to check out the McHenry County Conservation District's website to find out how you can do some forest bathing. McHenry County Conservation District, also woodpeckers, like this male downy woodpecker, are a common winter sight and suet feeder visitor. Learn about the different species of woodpeckers found in our area in a past episode of Wonders of the Wild. Nice little fella there. Woody the Woodpecker. Also, we're conservation heavy today. Green Friday, Restoration Day. That instead of Black Friday, or the shop local Saturday, they have a Green Friday Restoration Day for the conservation district, and that entails getting outdoors and getting. I didn't pull in the specifics on this, but it's about getting outside and getting some of the invasive species out of the ground cover. So if you want to get outside, it should, I know the temperatures are going to dip, but Friday, November 29th, multiple sites and times. And you can also, when you're checking out the forest bathing, you can check out and sign up for that. The JC Park holiday tree decorating. We have a Voices Carry tree secured. That is now closed. There are not four spots left. All trees are accounted for. But fear not, you have a tree with the Voices Carry tree. And if you'd like to suggest or suggest decorating ideas, or if you have extra, we have enough lights. But the problem is I only have white lights. And I don't know I think a nice all white Christmas tree. But I wanted to do color lights. I'm a fan of color lights. But I have a metric crap ton of white Christmas lights left over from a decorating project that should be used. But they're incandescent, so that's good. So you have a Voices Carry tree. So email voicescarry@proton.me or comment below wherever you're streaming, and let us know what you'd like to see on the tree, or if you have anything that you want to donate to us, with the understanding that it's going to be out in public and it might get weathered. But yeah, that'll be fun to be out there, and the decorating begins December 7th. So as that day gets closer, I'll let you know when we're going to be out there, and we'll make it a group decorating event. The Cary Park District, only in the Midwest can you experience all four seasons, sometimes in a single week. We love the beauty of every season, but we want to know what's your favorite season. So the Cary Park District is asking you, what's your favorite season? Share your answer in emojis below. That's even more fun than I thought. Fall, winter, spring, summer. Oh, they give you a key, so you can't go too wild with the emojis. But let's see which season wins. That's a fun little contest there. Cary Park District never has it in park. They're always in drive. They're always moving with awesome events. The Oak Knoll Turkey Trot Stations and Kindergarten. That looks like fun. Looks like they have some numbers for a calendar, and they're getting into the festive spirit. Festivus Spirit. Hoops for Healing, round one, the Cary Grove basketball. XFeed posted game day is tonight at Woodstock. And that game's tipped off about 11 minutes ago. So we wish them luck. They're playing right now. Have fun. Whoa. Trigger happy. Cary Grove Trojans Tennis, congrats to all of our local girls playing on their Northwest Herald All Area Honors. And a big shout out to our 7 Cary Grove player honorees. Way to go and congrats on a great year. Awesome. Congratulations. We saw a lot from the tennis. They had a lot of fun. And then Cary Grove girls basketball come out tonight as the Trojans play their home opener against McHenry, it looks like. The Mustangs. All 3 levels on the main floor tonight. So a lot of basketball going on. And we wish them luck. Deer Path Elementary School PTO says today during parent-teacher conferences, PTO will have some child and adult-sized spirit wear out for sale in the front lobby. You can pay using the QR code on the table. So you're getting the Deer Path spirit. I always felt a connection to Deer Path because Deer Path is like a carbon copy of Three Oaks School, almost to the T with a few variations. But I went to Three Oaks. There goes a train. It's an outbound train. And then I always felt a connection with them because it's like, oh, I know the streets of Three Oaks School. I was like, I could probably go to Deer Path and know my way around. Great school, great teachers over there. And then the Flavors of India. This is our business spotlight. This is a new business that says we are opening our doors soon, working very hard to serve Cary, Illinois area and surrounding communities. Takeaway restaurant for Indian foods. Our menu will consist of various appetizers, curries, a word I can't pronounce, and I don't want to try. Tea and grilled chicken items. Menu under final steps. They will let you know as soon as we open. I pulled in a few dishes of theirs that they had pictures of on their Facebook. And then the other recent business that opened, they had a grand reopening, was the Fill and Fly Burgers and Boba. Their burgers look really tasty. We'll do a family dinner night there. And then their Facebook says Fill and Fly Burgers and Boba Tea is what happens when passionate food lovers get together and decide to share their talents with the world. Specialized in preparing homemade Zababa Challah gourmet burgers from scratch. Everything is made fresh every day. And that's next to the Ace at the Jules Shopping Center. And then let's do this real quick. So you can kind of, if you can get your bearings here. This is where it is. Cary Algonquin, Three Oaks. So it's in that former Papa John's location next to Walgreens. And then if you zoom out, we'll head over to... the 696 Jules. There's Kojak's. And then there's Fill and Fly right there. So, some new restaurants in the area. And wanted to give them a notable mention because we gotta support local creativity and local business owners. And you know, it's important that we support them. We can vote with our dollar and vote with our feet. And try them if you like them. Go there again. Try them if you don't like them. You know, respectfully let them know what they can improve on. Because, you know, good feedback is always good. We always take feedback, you know, and implement it. So, yeah, that's... I'm gonna be trying. I know their boba's good. I had their boba, and then I haven't tried their burgers yet. But a lot of new stuff in going on in Cary. So thank you to that creativity and to both those business ventures for opening up and bringing life into those vacant places. I have an insider at the Fresh Times in Crystal Lake. I was doing some shopping there. Our son went to sleep and took our daughter out to the Fresh Times. And I was talking with one of the guys I know there, and he said that the Party City next door is closing. We usually get a balloon after we go shopping. And it's fun to walk over and try to avoid all the Halloween stuff that she says, I don't like that. So I try to avoid all the Halloween stuff, and they're currently closing. They're in like their final stages. They're starting to offload all the fixtures and stuff, but they stopped selling balloons. But my insider said that their rent increased, and they just cut their losses and they're pulling out. But he also said the rent's going to increase for Fresh Time as well. So it'd be interesting to see if they're going to have to raise prices. But that's a going trend with some large shopping centers. You know, they're kind of, you know, some commercial real estate is going through a transition here, and they're, you know, updating facades and stuff and putting money into it, and they're going to have to make that back somehow. So that'll be on the back of business owners. So that's why I say, you know, let's blow some wind into local businesses for them taking that leap. And then, oh, the Cary Municipal Center will be closed the 28th and the 29th in observance of the Thanksgiving holiday. Shutting it down, 28th and the 29th.
You're confirmed, Dad.
Oh, and then I'm getting trigger happy today. The Village of Cary reminds residents that from December 1st through March 31st, the village's winter parking restrictions are in effect. During this time, on-street parking is not allowed between the hours of 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. It says there is no parking in the white zone. The white zone is for unloading. No, I'm joking. It is also unlawful to park on village streets within 12 hours after snowfall of 3 inches or greater. To give the snow pushers, make it easier on them, which they do a lot of work for us, keeping the streets clean and clear. And then finally, the village would also like to remind residents whose normal refuse yard waste pickup day is Thursday, that next week their pickup day is pushed back to Friday, November 29th. So this will affect garbage pickup. Residents, which is a big thing online. So I was thinking about making a big segment. Like, will this affect garbage pickup? Residents whose normal pickup day is Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday will have no change to their pickup day next week. Please contact the Flood Brothers if you're psyched about this and you want to tell them thank you. You can reach out to them, or if you have questions, concerns, reach out to them. And then we're tracking Santa on Christmas Eve. We're going to be doing live. We're going to have a command center set up We're going to be watching some live feeds of where Santa is. And then that'll play. We'll have a little segment that'll play on a loop live throughout the night. And then also, so that you can tune in with your kids, you know, any hour, and you can be it'll be live. It'll show live on the feed, and we'll have that run throughout the night and on Christmas Day. And then we'll be doing remotes. We'll be doing a live remote, multiple remotes, you know, with local businesses or local places that decorate for Christmas. And we'll be seeing what they're doing to welcome in jolly old Saint Nick, which will be fun. Hopefully we get some snow on Christmas. And I have a little preview that I put together. I was like bringing in some clips for getting ready for this, and I threw something together for like a little teaser. So what we're going to do on Christmas Eve is going to actually be pretty fun. The United States Air Force and the Royal Canadian or French military are going to be escorting the Santa Claus and his reindeer past their airspaces. And then they'll disengage once he safely makes it into the United States. And let's listen in to some of the stuff that we might hear on Christmas Eve.
Okay, we have contact with Santa Claus at this position, 4 West of the Waukegan Airport.
Okay, Santa Claus is in radar contact, having no traffic in the area.
Chicago Central here. We have contact with Santa Claus, and we do have his request to operate below the normal assigned altitudes, down around the rooftop levels. We'll pass it on. Did you get the request on Santa Claus?
Yes, sir, I have the request. Thank you. United 919 Heavy Chicago approach to be vectors for the ILS approach to runway 14 right. Santa Claus 1, Chicago approach, you on frequency.
So that'll be fun to watch Santa come in to the United States. And depending on what time we start the live broadcast, we'll be able to see where he is in the country or the world for that matter. So that'll be fun to welcome him and his reindeer into the area. And if you have a local business or a house that you just decorated to the T, to where you're on ComEd's map, let us know, and we'll come and do a live remote. And it'll be fun to welcome in jolly old Saint Nick. Thank you for joining me today. It is a honor to put the show together and to make it into your day. I am humbled by all the comments that are coming in for the thanks and stuff. So it keeps me going. And, you know, there's a momentum going. So this is good. Tomorrow it'll be Thanksgiving. There's no show on Thanksgiving, but tomorrow we'll have some Thanksgiving Eve fun. And I look forward to, well, tomorrow's Tuesday. Well, either way, I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. And thank you very much for joining me tonight. And have a wonderful rest of your evening. Take care.
You're confirmed at T minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Reach for the sky. This town ain't big enough for the two of us.
What?
Somebody's poisoned the water hole.
It's busted.
Who are you calling busted, Buster? That's right. I'm talking to you, Sid Phillips. We don't like being blown up, Sid. Or smashed, or ripped apart.
We?
That's right. Your toys.
Yeah. So play nice.